Indeed, your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The opioid crisis is tearing our communities apart, tearing families apart, and posing an enormous challenge to health care providers and law enforcement officials.
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander giving comments at the opening of a hearing in the Senate today on the dangers of opioid abuse.
Non-addictive ways to treat pain could be medical devices or drugs. 25 million Americans live with pain every day.
The committee is trying to encourage drug makers to find new ways to provide pain relief to those in need without using opioids. The president of Afghanistan says he believes most foreign troops will be able to leave his country within 4 years. President Ashraf Ghani told the BBC by that time, Afghan security forces should be able to claim a, quote, legitimate monopoly of power, unquote. In the same interview, he praised President Trump's decision to base U.S. troop levels on conditions on the ground rather than arbitrary timetables. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't you, boy?
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters Friday.
Japanese officials are admitting another death due to overwork.
Miwa Sato worked for Japan's public broadcaster, NHK. Labor officials say she logged 159 hours of overtime in 1 month before dying of heart failure in 2013. NHK revealed this week that Sato died from karoshi, which is Japanese for death from overwork. The announcement comes a year after a 24-year-old employee killed herself after logging over 100 hours of overtime at a Japanese advertising agency. Her death prompted a national debate about Japan's work practices.
Mississippi officials getting ready for a strike of a possible hurricane. Here's Randy Bell.
Nate, could be a Category 1 hurricane when it approaches the central Gulf Coast on Sunday. The projected storm track had been showing a possible landfall in the Florida Panhandle, but it shifted to the west now, putting Mississippi in the middle of that forecast cone. Mississippi Emergency Management Director Lee Smithson says they're getting ready for it.
We're already leaning forward with all of our interagency partners in the weather services to see what they think might happen so that we can start planning accordingly.
National Weather Service in Jackson says the biggest threats would be heavy rainfall and winds that could reach tropical storm force across the southern half of Mississippi. Randy Bell in Jackson.
North Korea could be gearing up to test a missile on Columbus Day. That's according to a top CIA official who spoke at a conference at George Washington University. October 9th also marks the anniversary of the founding of North Korea's ruling party. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker,
consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting the emails, the phone calls, the interview requests. What do you think? What do you think, Mr. Markowski? What do you think of the tax reform? What do you think is going to happen? Do you like the tax reform? Are you excited about this? Could this be a win for the Trump administration? Yeah. I'm sorry, people. I'm not that naive. I don't share everyone's rah-rah enthusiasm, okay? You got the wrong program. We're equal opportunity bashers here on this show. We go after everybody. I'm not a member of any political party. Now, if you don't think that I can see through a lot of the BS and a lot of the nonsense that's taking place with this tax reform, you're crazy. Tell you what my concern is. It's almost like the Hunger Games here. Whose name is going to get pulled out of the fishbowl to decide who's going to have to go fight in the Hunger Games? Meaning, who's the one that's going to get caught holding the bag? Let me explain a little bit further here, and explain to you how screwed up our government is. If you're at home and you are sitting down with your significant other and you're deciding to do a rough budget for your year. And let's say, you know, every year you go on vacation, you go on a modest vacation, you do various different things. But this year, you know, you've decided that you want to go all out. You want to go all out and you want to take the kids. Kids are getting older. You want to go on a nice family trip. Let's say you want to do a couple countries in Europe over the summertime for 3 weeks. Now, you know you're going to have to budget more money for that, correct? That's a spending issue. So obviously you're going to have to adjust somewhere. Adjust somewhere within your household budget because there's a finite amount of money that is coming in. You know, barring, of course, somebody gets a second job or gets a raise, but pretty much let's just assume that there's a finite amount of money coming in. You see, our government doesn't do that. This is how asinine this entire tax process is. How do we do tax reform without pulling in spending reform? We are $20 trillion plus in debt right now. How is it that we cannot sit down and say, you know what? We want to cut taxes, but we know what we're going to be doing at the same time. Okay, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Watch us here in D.C. We're going to find cuts. Because they don't want any cuts. Nobody wants to cut anything. You cut something, what you're basically doing is you're taking something away, a pet project for some politician somewhere, money that might be heading to his or her district at that point in time. Who cares if it's wasteful? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You could have a project where someone is, you know, they hired people to dig holes and then fill them in, and they wouldn't get rid of it. Because that's his project. And you don't want to upset that politician because they might try to take away your project. And we continue to get deeper and deeper and deeper in the hole. It's pathetic. So here we got this tax reform that is coming down the pike. I don't know, are there going to be three brackets or are there going to be four brackets? They left the option open for four brackets just in case they needed more taxes. Yeah, that's why they did it. That's why, I mean, so they could say, hey, you know what? We can also be populist too and make sure we're taxing the people on top a hell of a lot of money. It is a lot of reshuffling. Oh, okay, we raised the lower bracket to 12%, but we doubled the standard deduction. There's a lot of talk. Everybody's going to be paying attention to this. But everybody doesn't understand the nuances of it either. It's estimated there's $2.6 trillion in corporate profits held overseas. And they're working out a deal where they can bring that money back at a lower tax rate that is paid over, I don't know, 3-4 year period of time. But there's going to be different rates based upon whether or not those assets are coming back as cash or coming back as treasuries. And again, we told you this first on the program. We told you this here. The fact that government loves the fact that all that cash is overseas because that cash is not cash. More often than not, that money is invested in U.S. treasuries, meaning that the U.S. government has got an outlet to borrow money for nothing because interest rates are so low. And they like that because why? Well, our debt is in short-term instruments and they have to roll it over again and again and again. So am I enthusiastic about this? People, they're just getting warm. They're just getting warm. They said they're going to lower the corporate tax rate to 20%. For the life of me, I don't know why big corporations get their tax rate down to 20%, but the real jobs engine, my clients, the people all over the country, most of which have pass-through businesses, are going to be taxed at 25%. Not to mention the fact that they're thinking of actually putting in little caveats and excluding certain types of business from getting that 25% rate. So we are right back where we were before, where lobbyists right now in Washington, D.C. are working overtime. What I mean by working overtime is they are getting fat, meaning they are going out to dinner. They're taking out politicians out to dinner. They are pushing them. Lobbyists are in full effect right now. Do you have a lobbyist in D.C.? Nah. Me neither. I don't have one. They're not looking out for you. It's all about the big businesses that are out there. Again, the old watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil. Politicians, big business, and the media working hand in hand. You're not writing a big enough check. Oh, you mean you went to one of those fundraisers? Here, I don't mean to upset anybody, but again, I know I'm going to be divisive here, and if you're not supposed to be divisive, but whatever. Now, you're one of those guys that has in your office a picture of you standing next to George W. Bush or Bill Clinton or some politician that you took because you went to their fundraiser and spent $500 on a plate or $200 on a plate. Do you think that you actually matter to them? I laugh at when people put those things up. I'm like, oh, you mean you know George W. Bush? How you hang out with him? You guys have, you guys go ride horses together, go bike riding together? You know Barack? No. No. You paid for a picture with the guy, which for all intents and purposes is pretty lame. Pretty lame. Somebody wants to take their picture with me, hey, that's fine. I'm not paying anybody to do that. You see, your money doesn't matter. You may go to those little fundraisers there, but that's walking around money. All political power, people, comes from the tax code and the regulatory code, Federal Register. That's where they get their power from. You think they're going to give that up? The House Ways and Means Committee. That is the committee to be on. Yeah, that was actually in that movie with Eddie Murphy, The Distinguished Gentleman, where he gets to D.C. and it is explained to him that, yeah, you can be on the Armed Forces Committee and you get to go to Europe a lot, but you want power? This is the one to be on. And they're right. So here we go. We got this framework here. Got this framework. And, hey, I have no problem. Get rid of a lot of the deductions. Do all that stuff. But do you think that's going to happen? No. No. For example, one of the deductions that they want to get away from is the deduction for people who live in states that have state income taxes and being able to write that off. Republicans within the states, they don't want that to happen. They may revolt. So they're going to leave that in. Then you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to add taxes in somewhere else because they're going to have to pay for it, right? Because this is going to pass via reconciliation. So what you're going to end up with, in my opinion, and I'm sorry, folks, I'm not feeling it right now. I'm not. You're going to end up with more of the same. This is a project, if I were to do it, would say, you know what? Enough is enough. Why is it that you can't get a president to stand up to a podium and say, we're $20 trillion in debt. This is unacceptable. We're going to do tax reform, but we're also going to do spending reform. And we're going to go line by line, bit by bit, and we're going to get rid of things. Because, you know what? The reality is you can't do it. Because the people that we put into power, the people we put into office, that's theirs. We've done a poor job. We've done this to ourselves as a nation, people. We had the election that took place in Alabama this past week, and Roy Moore beating Luther Strange, an outsider. I don't know much about that race. That's not a race that I was paying that close attention to. I knew that Roy Moore was the outsider. I knew a bit of his history. But that's what we need more of, quite honestly. We need to be primarying more candidates out there and putting more people into power that actually believe in the free market, actually believe in fiscal restraint, actually believe that, you know what, we can't have everything. We cannot have, like Dr. Evil says, sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their head for the military, and then have all of these welfare programs, and then have this, and then free beer, and then health care. You can't have it all. There's a finite amount of money. And we need to put people into power that understand that. And yes, will lowering taxes increase the revenues of the Treasury? Yes, it will. Enough to make up for the hole that we're in right now? No. We'll continue to cover this as this thing evolves. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they do a bang-up job with this thing. I'm just not that confident right now. And why should I be? They've been promised 7 years we're going to repeal Obamacare, right? What do we got? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, yeah, great job. They were all tough. Yeah. Well, we repeal. How many times did they repeal Obamacare when Obama was president and they knew he wasn't going to sign it? Countless times. They're in charge, Republican in the White House, willing to sign something. Can they get anything done? Of course not. Cowards. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The rules of business are changing, and women entrepreneurs are at the forefront of the transformation. According to the 2017 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, more than two-thirds of female entrepreneurs believe women will match or exceed men in holding C-suite or executive roles. Furthermore, a majority of women entrepreneurs believe women will achieve pay equality with men over the next two decades and anticipate that paid maternity leave policies will expand into at least 25 states. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
As I meet with women entrepreneurs across the country, I'm constantly struck by their unwavering resilience and optimism. These women are working for a brighter future, one that includes equal pay, work-life balance, and greater support for their families. Their insights about equality in the workplace bode incredibly well for the entire small business community.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
She said it's cold outside, she hands me a raincoat. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. I am a stone buster. My friends and I, we're constantly ripping on each other all the time. I'll be honest, I do it to my kids too. And I don't mind, they tease me and give it back to me. And again, sometimes it's difficult for my wife to understand, like, you guys are being so mean. I'm like, we're just busting each other's stones. That's what guys do. That's what I do. I feel comfortable doing that with obviously people I know really well. But I got a phone call from one of our listeners this past week, and they were talking about a story that they read about Target. And it was in the Wall Street Journal. And the story, again, was Target is going to start paying its employees $11 an hour. And they're pledging to increase it to $15 an hour within 3 years. And the guy was like, you're right, Chris, you were right about that whole minimum wage thing. And I'm in my mind, I wanted to say, you know, I'm sure he's listening to the program now. I was really close to saying, what did you think? No, I'm supposed to be impressed by the fact that Buster Stone, it's like 2 + 2 = 4. Of course I was right. Don't give me credit for something obvious like this. But then again, I have to maybe think that maybe it's not so obvious to people. The free market, again, great example of the free market working every single time it's tried. Target is not raising its minimum wage based upon some group holding a rally outside of Target stores with the drive to 15 or other crap like that. They're raising their minimum wage because they have to. The market dictates that they have to. They are competing for labor. Novel concept. They're competing for workers right now. They're going to raise wages. Walmart's going to raise wages. Other retailers are going to raise wages. Why? Well, you know what? Maybe if we do away with all of these illegal workers out there, then maybe American workers can make a little bit more money. Again, it is not rocket science. It's simple. It really is. I wanted to follow up on this story as well. This is a warning. All right. We had talked at length about this on the program. And as you all know, we are a constitution, freedom-loving, get the government out of our hair, beware of the big government and big brother type of a program. And we've highlighted various different things and trends that are happening around the globe that scare the hell out of us. It's like Pennywise for the Watchdog on Wall Street, Joe. Yeah, it's a clown with the red balloon for me. Stories like cashless society. Yeah, just as bad as the clown in the sewer. Georgie, want the balloon, Georgie? Yeah, cashless society scares the crap out of me. That is the government taking complete control over your life, your stuff. And again, what's amazing to me, you know, the Europeans are all highfalutin sometimes and thinking that they're so advanced and superior, you know, especially for a continent that has managed to basically kill itself countless times, quite often in the past 100 years, as a matter of fact, and how some of these countries are like, yes, we're going to a cashless society. Really? Really? So you want the government to have the type of power that they could seize your assets at any point in time? You trust your government that much? Well, that would make you stupid. Based upon history, that would make you stupid. And I'm telling you how stupid. It's like saying, you know what, I'm going to throw a ball up in the air, and I'm not going to try to catch it, and it keeps hitting me in the head. Yet this next time you're going to do it, and it's not going to happen for some reason. You're stupid. Governments always morph to the tyrannical. It is what it is. You have to always be looking out for this stuff. Jefferson warned us about this. Our founding fathers warned us about this. Why do you think we have a constitution the way it's put out? But yet now they're starting to push this again and again and again. Cashless society. Do you understand that they could just say, hey, I'm Joe Schmuck politician, and I want to get the economy going right now. So we need people to spend money. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to put negative interest rates on everybody's accounts. So your money sits there in the government account. You can't take the money out because, hey, there's no such thing as cash. And you proceed to lose money as it sits there. What? You don't think that can happen? What? They have negative interest rates now on government debt over in Europe. 19 European countries, 2 years, are negative. And you want to allow the government to have that type of power, the banking system to have that type of power. Yeah, I think it was Professor Colonel Sanders in Waterboy. Something wrong with your medulla oblongata. No thanks. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, our latest white paper. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, 24-hour-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our souls are stricken with grief for every American who lost a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, a son or a daughter.
Part of President Trump's comments about the tragedy in Las Vegas, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo updating the media, saying there were cameras all over the room, none were recording.
We determined recording. There was two cameras on the room service cart out in the hallway. There was one on the peephole of the front door. And additionally, there was a baby monitor camera placed in the general family area of the hotel room.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Nate. The National Hurricane Center says Nate's top winds are 40 miles an hour as it travels northwest in the Caribbean toward Nicaragua and Honduras. The tropical storm is forecast to move into the Gulf early Saturday and make landfall in the U.S. Sunday as a Category 1 hurricane. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. It's one of our promos and something that I happen to reiterate again and again and again. And in essence, I always talk about we deal with math, not in magic. We at this program like to deal in the what's real. What does that mean? There's a saying, fact is the most stubborn thing in the world. There is no amount, and trust me, they do this all the time on TV, television, and the news media, and everything that they put out there, 24-hour cable news programs, you name it, it's about feelings. I'm here to tell you, no amount of denying, crying, or trying will change what is real. Am I making sense to you? No amount of whining or complaining will change something that you didn't want to happen. That happened. Something is inconvenient because, you know what? You really can't deal right now. None of this matters. You understand? We say again and again and again, you become an adult when you accept responsibility for everything. Take ownership in it. There's, we just talked about it. I was thinking about this, and I was batting around whether or not I was going to bring this up and go off on a rant on the program. I did this past week on my daily show, and I owe it to everybody. There's a poll that came out in regards to tax cuts that really disturbed me. 24% of Americans surveyed in a Pew Research poll released Wednesday say taxes on corporations and big businesses should be lowered. Just 24%. 52% believe they should be raised. Some 21% believe that the rate should stay where it is. So you got close to 70% of the people out there that think that the rate, our corporate tax rate, should remain the highest in the world or go higher. That scares me, because that's a lot of people here in this country that are looking for someone else to blame for their lot in life. There are other talk radio show hosts out there that they like to say, oh yeah, we have faith in the American people and the American voter. I don't. I, for one, do not. How can I have faith in the American voter? Most Americans can't name the three branches of government we have. They can't name the rights instilled in the First Amendment of the Constitution. And I'm going to have faith in those people? Close to 70% of the people don't realize that a corporate tax is a tax on them. They're just looking to get someone. Make that person pay. Look at that person over there. Take from them. That's not a good place to be in as a nation, people. It really isn't. I mean, it's just plain stupidity. How am I going to have faith in people like this? This is one of the reasons why we do this program. And again, facts are very, very stubborn things. Very stubborn things. And I'll get the nasty emails and the comments and the phone call. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, really? You're going to have to do better than that. What do you mean I don't know what I'm talking about? Use facts. Not your feelings. Your feelings, are, quite honestly, to me, are irrelevant. They're irrelevant. Your feelings are not going to solve problems. It's not going to make matters better. You're not going to wish stuff away. You're not going to make things go away. You're going to either go out there and deal with the reality. We talk about it in dealing with the terrain. Deal with what is in front of you, the terrain. And I got that from a Navy SEAL. You go into battle, and you have a map. You have a plan. You get to where you're supposed to be, and you know what? The map is not right. Guess what? What do? Do you stick with the map, or do you go with the terrain? Too many people are so tied down to the lies that they were taught, the conventional wisdom that they were taught, that they apply almost a religious type of fervor to it. And they cannot break away. I had a great line told to me this past week, too. I wish I thought of this one. You can't wake someone up if they're pretending to sleep. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available at our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. Local Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value parts stores. For me, Auto Value parts stores are a home run every time.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Okay, I pick on the media and the newspapers all the time. The Wall Street Journal is really, I don't know what they've done over there. One can assume that they let a lot of their seasoned reporters go, maybe just through retirement or attrition. But who they're replacing these people with, these are the types of reporters that, quite honestly, they're not very deep thinkers. They belong more at a New York Post or something a hell of a lot lighter than the Wall Street Journal used to be. And it was something that I worried about when News Corp and Rupert Murdoch took over the Wall Street Journal. Yep, they dumbed it down. Again, it's a business. I get that, and they're trying to make money. And they most certainly dumbed it down. But the intellectual, the lack of intellectual curiosity or knowledge by some of their reporters to me is just striking. Case in point, I read a story this past week. And again, this is an economic lesson. Home builder lures millennials with offer to help pay their student loans. And I read the title and I almost started laughing when I read it. Are you kidding, right? So you think that the home builder is just going to start paying off student loans if people buy a house? And again, Lennar is telling millennials, telling kids that, they will make a payment to a buyer's student loans of as much as 3% of the purchase price up to $13,000. Now, they're saying the contribution doesn't directly increase the purchase price of the home or add to the balance of the loan. Now she's quoting, doesn't directly do it. Indirectly, it does. But crying out loud, people, nothing is free. Somebody is going to pay. And all they're going to do is they're going to price those costs into the homes that they're selling. That's all. It is just a marketing gimmick, for crying out loud. And this is the Wall Street Journal. They don't even get it. They can't even see through it. I pulled this experiment off about 10 years ago with the interest-free purchases on televisions that they're selling around the time of Super Bowl. Get your flat-screen TV. 2 years, 3 years, interest-free. And we did this on the radio show. I went down to a Best Buy, and I asked the salesperson. I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to pay for it in cash. Can I get it for a lower price? Salesperson looks at me like I have five heads. And what does a salesperson do? Well, of course, I got to speak to my manager. Sends a manager over. Manager's like, sorry, sir, we can't do that. The price of money, which was the interest-free for 2 to 3 years, is priced into the product. And they just spread that cost on to everybody who purchased a TV. But again, this is the Wall Street Journal. And they can't even understand how this is done. The Wall Street Journal falls for a marketing gimmick like this. Extraordinary stuff. It really is. But it's across the board. It's like you grab these kids from journalism school, and it's like they've done nothing else except learn how to, I don't know, take notes and put makeup on, for crying out loud. And read off a teleprompter, of course. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I, it was a compliment. It was, I got an email from one of our listeners and basically telling me, he said, your life is a series of see, I told you so moments. And I said, thank you. Thank you. But I think life would be better if I was wrong. It would be, because often the things that I talk about here on the program just kind of foresee bad things happening. But again, reality is reality. One of the things that we've talked about over the years, and I just ripped into the Wall Street Journal, and I'm going to give them kudos here because they actually did this story. But again, we were, what, a decade or so ahead of the Wall Street Journal on this one? Who wins when CEOs sit on multiple boards? Not investors. In the article, I got a picture here of Abbott Laboratories CEO Miles White, who just so happens to be a board member at McDonald's and Caterpillar as well. What did Abbott do last year? Total return of -12.2. Nice job, buddy. Doing a great job. Chief executives make a lot more money when they hold board seats at other companies. This is without a doubt. Their investors, on the other hand, don't do so well. Now, this is obvious, and I explain this in the terms of course, like I always like to, using movies and pop culture. Bushwood Country Club, okay? Caddyshack, Judge Smales, and Dr. Beeper. And you're a member of the club. You're a member of the club. And they hook each other up, and they scratch each other's back. Now, who decides on the pay at corporations? That would be the board of directors, right? So if you sit on multiple boards of directors, well, then you're voting on the salary for your buddies. What are you going to do? You're going to tell one of your pals, hey, you know what? I'm not going to give you that raise. Of course not. Of course not. And they, you know what they called it? I love this phrase. Overboarding. Critics contend that executives on numerous boards are too busy to adequately oversee management. Again, no kidding. I run a, for all intents and purposes, I run a small business. I run an investment firm, and yes, we have clients all over the world, and I host a radio show and do all this stuff, and I work with my brothers. I got time to go to board meetings and sit on other people's board. I don't have time in my own day with my family and the things that I have to do. And I put it in perspective, even if my kids were out of the house and they're going away to college, I'm still not going to have more time because work is never done. How do you find time to sit on the board of directors of other companies? And quite honestly, it shouldn't be legal. It shouldn't be legal. You talk about antitrust legislation and monopolies and oligopolies, and I hate all that stuff. But let's be honest here. Is there any reason at all while someone needs to sit on multiple boards of directors? Are they that smart? Are they that bright? Are we so lacking in talent here in this country that we can't find people to sit on the board? Of course not. And when you take a look, hey, right now, why do you think? We explained it. Why do you think that there is such a discrepancy between executives at companies and the people down the rung? This is why. This is why. And it all, again, goes back to the old watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil. Big business, politicians, and media working hand in hand. And it's made it difficult. There was reports out this past week talking about wealth disparity and the top 1% owning this much and whatever it may be. Listen, I don't fault anybody for making money the old-fashioned way, okay? None whatsoever. But if you're doing it via connections and via legislation, well, that's a problem. You know, the issue with the United States right now is that it's no longer a meritocracy. It's not. It's very, very difficult to compete. How does one compete if you've got politicians in your pocket? How many people listening to this program today have a lobbyist working for them in Washington, D.C., going to bat for them on the new tax reform? Oh, yeah. Yeah, American Express is, woo-wee, they're doing well right now. All those lobbyists right now, you got tax reform going. Oh, you know, they're taking a lot of fancy dinners in and around the D.C. area. This is how business is done. And it's not right. And people have, you have right to be angered over that. What has made this country great was the ability to people to go out there and start their own business, make their own way in the world. When we started decades ago, one of the things that we would tell our clients to do was to start their own business, own something of your own. Who cares if it's small? You don't know what it may grow in to be. And it's gotten more and more expensive to do that. It shouldn't be. We should be making it as easy as possible for people to start businesses and to get out there and compete. Competition breeds excellence. Competition helps with productivity, which helps with GDP growth, which helps with raising the boats for all. It's gotten worse instead of getting better. It is something that we've railed against. Again, I got to explain it, and you know, I know it's anecdotal, my own business. If I started with the same amount of capital that I had adjusted for inflation today, and I wanted to start Markowski Investments, wouldn't happen. Wouldn't get off the ground. Ask yourself, all the business owners out there, ask yourself the same question. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our souls are stricken with grief for every American who lost a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, a son or a daughter.
Part of President Trump's comments about the tragedy in Las Vegas, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo updating the media, saying there were cameras all over the room, none were recording.
We determined none of the cameras were recording. There was two cameras on the room service cart out in the hallway. There was one on the peephole of the front door, and additionally there was a baby monitor camera placed in the general family area of the hotel room.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Nate. The National Hurricane Center says Nate's top winds are 40 miles an hour as it travels northwest in the Caribbean toward Nicaragua and Honduras. The tropical storm is forecast to move into the Gulf early Saturday and make landfall in the U.S. Sunday as a Category 1 hurricane. USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates
candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
A bill that will include billions to build a border wall is moving to the House floor.
The Border Security for America Act is now headed to the House floor after approval in the Homeland Security Committee. The measure passed along party lines 18-12. It sets aside $10 billion for a border wall.